In 1970, when Bob Prince put the tentet together that would record the theme for our Jazz Guy specials, the Blue Ribbon Charleston, piping in the immediate background, he created a standard of excellence that demands individual attention to the participants. And so it is that we part the curtain of time to reveal the players: Donald Byrd, trumpet; Frank Rehak, trombone; Phil Woods, alto sax; Don Butterfield, tuba; Saul Schlinger, baritone sax; Al Cohn, tenor sax; Hank Jones, piano; Barry Galbraith, guitar; Milt Hinton, bass; and Don Lemon, drums. But who the heck was Bob Prince? Well, there was a Bob Prince, who for years was a sportscaster for the Pittsburgh Pirates. But somehow I think this was not the Bob Prince who made an album of so-called modern Charlestons in 1970 for Warner Brothers Records. Hey, hey, hi, hi, it's Bill Wood, the Jazz Guy, on the voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. Let's face it, today was Bob Prince's big chance. If he ever was going to win a three-dimensional ID for himself, it was going to be when the tiny scraps of evidence that we do have come under the public gaze. But sadly, one track from an out-of-print album of out-of-date music will not suffice as a ticket for continued fame. Which means that Blue Ribbon Charleston, all by itself, will always be why you're important around here, Bob Prince, and we love you anyway. Today, the show is about bread, both the legal tender and the metaphor, and the fact that you were the avant-garde American jazz ensemble in 1964 doesn't mean they were paying you right. You're the American Jazz Ensemble, long on prestige, short on bread. Thank you. Top of the spot, Guggenheim, and Prix de Rome winners Bill Smith, clarinet, and Johnny Eaton, piano, formed the American Jazz Ensemble in 1959 with bassist Richard Davis and drummer Paul Motion, and they played an original reflecting the fact that no one ever got into jazz to get rich, short on bread. Next, drummer Joe Morello, propelling the Jazz Brubeck Quartet through Shortening Bread after a statement of theme by Dave on piano, Paul Desmond alto sax, and Eugene Wright bass, and just now, Gingerbread Boy, the vibraphone of Milt Jackson, joining the tenor saxophone of composer Jimmy Heath, with Tommy Flanagan piano, Richard Davis back again on bass, and Connie K. drums. Here on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online.
Ellis Cedar has earned a reputation for delivering the finest cedar products available. They are selective, friendly, and they understand customers' needs. With a large inventory, Ellis Cedar supplies custom and specified orders on time, and in-house manufacturing ensures exceptional quality. Located on Vashon Island in the heart of the Puget Sound, Ellis Cedar delivers top-quality Western red cedar worldwide.
VOV programming support is provided by Pandora's Box, Vashon Island's provider of quality pet foods at competitive prices. With over 100 years of combined knowledge and experience in pet care and pet nutrition, you'll find Pandora's Box on Vashon Highway, north of the main intersection.
Thank you. Thank you.
Crawford, piano and harmonium, Brandon Ross, guitar, banjo and voice, Stomu Takeishi, electric and acoustic bass guitar and electronics, Elliot Humberto Covey, drums. There's a few lines of poetry accompanying this piece that go like this. You're still restless. Climb up the ladder to the roof. You're by yourself a lot. Become the one that when you walk in, luck shifts to the one who needs it. If you've not been fed, be bread. At the top of the spot, Bread and Wine by Jerry Mulligan. Mulligan on baritone saxophone. With Art Farmer, trumpet, Art Pepper, alto sax, Bill Perkins, tenor sax, Russ Freeman, piano, Buddy Clark, bass, and Dave Bailey, drums, and the music in the middle, Breadwinner, a track from 1955 by Kenny Burrell, guitar, Roger Kellaway, piano, Joe Benjamin, bass, and Grady Tate on the drums. And now, to remind you of where you are and why you're here, here's Mr. Michael Golan Johnson.
You are listening to Bread on the Jazz Guy on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. So, Bill, does this mean an hour of gluten-free music?
Oh, not necessarily, but it does mean that we don't need any more jokes.
Thank you.
In 1949, Prestige thought to isolate the so-called Four Brothers saxophone section of the Woody Herman Band, Stan Getz, Al Cohn, and Zoot Sims, on tenor plus two other non-Herman tenor players for a five-tenor date. But it didn't happen again until 1956, when the Al Cohn Zoot Sims RCA date on Bluebird produced the track you just heard, More Bread, with Alan Zoot on tenor saxophones and Dick Sherman trumpet, Dave McKenna piano, Milt Hinton bass, and O.C. Johnson drums. Before that, the distinctive blue note funk of Lee Morgan's trumpet with some tasty Cornbread from 1965. Also on hand to testify were Jackie McLean, alto sax, Hank Mobley, tenor sax, Herbie Hancock, piano, Larry Ridley, bass, and Billy Higgins, drums. And at the top of the spot, an example of the spiritual ballads of John Coltrane's final period, Our Daily Bread, played by the saxophone summit, Joe Lovano, tenor sax, Dave Liebman, C flute, and Ravi Coltrane, soprano sax, with Phil Markowitz piano, Cecil McBee bass, and Billy Hart drums. Earlier, we had Bread and Wine with Jerry Mulligan. Same title, New Bottle and Different Loaf. Now again with Joe Lovano, Bread and Wine. Joe on tenor with Mulgrew Miller piano, Christian McBride bass, and Lewis Nash drums. That's from Joe's Tenor Legacy, 1993 Blue Note album that he shares with Joshua Redman. Breaking bread today, I guess you could say, but not eating it, here on The Jazz Guy, on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
This portion of Voice of Vashon programming is brought to you by PSCCU, proud to be Washington's Green Credit Union, practicing socially responsible banking by supporting sustainability, job creation, local economies, communities statewide, and our environment. Learn more at PSCCU.org. Thank you.
listening to the Russian composer and pianist Yelena Ekimov, who turned to jazz and produced a number of self-produced albums of her own personal jazz world, any of which are totally worth your attention. This track is titled Old Fashioned Bread Store and is from a double album that purports to create the jazz equivalents of different smells and odors. The band is from Finland and includes Verneri Pohjola trumpet and flugelhorn, Panu Savolainen vibraphone, Antti Lohonen double bass, and Olavi Luivuori drums and percussion. The Uptown String Quartet from 1989. Max Roach's daughter Maxine was the violist. Clark Terry's daughter Lisa was the violinist. The other two members were Diane Monroe, violin, and the cellist was Eileen M. Folsom. The women played Let Us Break Bread Together. You are listening to the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. And this is Bill Wood, the Jazz Guy. So long, thanks for listening. Stay fit, stay steady, and above all, stay cool, everybody.